keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. Little flavor added in. Detroit style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Sounds very good. All right, Trademark Productions podcast radio show. It is the week of July the 4th here in sunny, beautiful Detroit, Michigan. And sitting with me today is a new staff member, Brian Ambrosi. Brian, thanks for joining us. Thanks for showing up today.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's been a good couple weeks so far. I'm really enjoying myself.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Brian comes from a very strong background of social media and online, more forum moderation.
Yeah, I've done a lot of community management over the years, and have a strong social media background as well.
All right, cool. Well, we're working on a lot of these things for our clients, but I guess what we wanted to get was back in the swing of actually doing these podcasts, get a little more integrated. So we actually want to hear from you, our listeners and our customers. If you have questions, if you have comments, go to tmprod.com, tmprod.com, and click on our blog, click on Contact Us, and submit us some of your questions, some of your thoughts. You can also reach out to us via email, info@tmprod.com, or call us, 248-582-9210. That'll allow you to get in touch with Brian or myself, Dwight, and we're more than willing to help you out with however we can. Or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, because we definitely want to invite other local Yuccamos into the Trademark Podcast Studios so that we can talk about your business and actually help you out. We're more than willing to give a bunch of free advice away, too, if you're willing to come and talk on the show and have your business, your product, your service made available to the rest of our listeners.
Absolutely, and it's always a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brian's a short man for words, but you'll see that he really can start speaking out about a lot of things. And we're talking about Google Plus, or Plus One, the new service that Google just launched out. It's not Buzz. It's not an extension of Buzz. That's a dead social component that Google killed earlier this year. Is your headphone still okay or no?
No, it's still, it's just like flaking out the right channel, but it's all right. It's just distracting.
Okay. You going to make it through it?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Need a breather?
No, I'm
okay.
Good.
Okay, we're good. So the Google Plus One, it is a new component that Google has launched and now is out to invites. Invites are out to a select number of individuals, probably in the thousands, tens of thousands that are utilizing it now. Wait a minute, no?
No, we need to start over because it's not Google Plus One, it's Google Plus. Plus One's a completely separate thing.
Okay, well then, what do you want to talk about today? You want to talk about
Google
Plus?
Plus, yeah,
Google
Plus. The new social network.
Okay.
Although Plus One does integrate with it very nicely.
Plus One does integrate it. Well, you know, Brian's more of the social components. I'm looking at more of the SEO factor involved in this. So maybe that's where I'm getting with the Plus One and how that's also now influencing search results, which is a huge deal. But your Plus network is going to be a big deal. And so you've been playing around with it for about a week now.
Yeah, I got an invite the day after it came out. And so I've been on board since day two.
For our listeners that aren't essentially aware of what Google Plus is, talk about it. Tell them exactly what this is in your words.
The easiest way to describe it, and this is probably something that Google hates to hear, or maybe they love it, but the easiest way to describe it is it's just like Facebook. It's a social network in which you can collect your social connections, you know, friends, family, associates, people that you're interested in but don't necessarily want to talk to, and put them into what Google calls circles. And the circle model is something that it looks like Facebook's already starting to look at adopting because it's such a good idea. You basically have circles, which would be groups, you know, so you can have a friends circle and
so,
a family circle.
Yeah, so Google's translation is it's a group.
Right.
And you throw whatever other people are in those groups into specific groups and give them names.
Yes.
And then at any time, if you want to post, it's like private little chat rooms?
It is. It's if you think of it in terms of your Facebook wall, so you can make a wall post, and you'll post, say, a picture of the vacation you just went on. You don't necessarily want to share that with your associates and colleagues at work, but your family, maybe. So you'll post it, and then the interface makes it very easy to choose which circles you want to share that content with. And then those circles will be able to comment and share that with, you know, depending on your permission settings. With
so I guess on a more familiarized level, that is kind of like Twitter different channels. Or different lists that you set up for Twitter that you're monitoring.
Yes, but the lists are, unlike Twitter, it's totally private. There's no cross-chatter between them.
Well, let's talk about the privacy involving this, because there's also a lot of talk about as far as Google accounts. You need to have a Google account to be on the Plus.
Yes.
And for the Plus One, you need to have a Google account.
Yes.
And Google account privacy are now going to be going completely public as of July 31st.
Yes.
So you can no longer have just private information about yourself. Your profiles are now all going to be completely public.
Yes. If you have a Google profile, very soon it will be entirely public.
Which is what you need to utilize and partake in Google Plus.
Yes. If you want to use any of those products, and that extends to all of their products, Gmail, Blogger, which is soon to be renamed, I think, and the other popular Google products.
Blogger is going to be renamed?
Yes. They're renaming Blogger and Picasa.
What are they going to name it to?
I believe it's going to be Blogs by Google or Google Blogs, something like that. And Picasa is going to be Google Pictures, I think.
Picasso?
No, Picasa.
Oh. It's going to be the male version now. All right, so we have groups that are going to be inside of there, but there's some other features of that too. And if you go to google.com and just search for Google Plus, they have a very nice, of course, in the Google style, laid out flash example of all the different components of it. So it clearly lays out all the different circles of all your different friends and then how you post messages to those. But then we also have a chatting feature that's going to be mobile enabled. Of course, going to be integrated right with the Android.
Yep, it already is.
It already is integrated with that. Okay, what is that?
It's called Squawk. Huddle.
Huddle?
Yeah. So you have on the Android app, you have the Google Plus app and then also a Huddle app. And Huddle is basically group chat for Android.
So just like if you were sitting in, some of you that maybe listen to us are familiar with Basecamp. And that's something where you can have multiple people log into a room and everybody starts chatting at will. Essentially, so the old style chat boards, where a bunch of people were sitting there monitoring a channel and just went ahead and started logging the conversation that was going down.
Yep.
So this is just a new 2011 version of that that's fully Googleized.
Yeah, and it's real time, and you can and it integrates all the Google Plus features like the circles and things like that, so you can easily make groups based on your circles. And the whole network is based around the circles.
Now, one of the things that they use as an example, which was really good, is if you have a couple friends and let's say a half dozen friends and you're trying to determine what movie to go see that evening. And so you have the ability to quickly go into your Huddle and throw your messages back and forth so everybody can have the dialogue going if they're all in different places and doing so. So Huddle definitely probably will have some great collaborative features.
Especially because it supports photos and video as well.
That's amazing. And it's free.
Yes.
Well, Basecamp headquarters is now going to be going probably down for us, and we'll be going to the Huddle pretty soon. But I'm sure that while it's a very clean interface, very easy and simple to use, we will probably have ad integration because Google needs to make money somehow off of those. So you'll be inundated with ads. Just like what I find very annoying now is a lot of YouTube ads. Anytime I'm going to YouTube and looking at anything, there's always ads that are popping over those, which is also kind of muddering up the content.
I find them also terribly annoying. I do, however, like the way they've implemented ads into Gmail. It's not as obtrusive.
Yeah.
It's really not a big interruption. Yeah.
Complimentary.
But yeah, the YouTube ads are tremendously annoying.
So far, how do you see the comparison between Google Plus and Facebook?
I think one of the things that is really nice about Google Plus right now is the people that have access to it, in that I find that I'm sharing my content with more savvy users, as opposed to my people that I went to high school with that don't necessarily care about technology. And so, that's going to flush out in the end when more people join the network.
Sure.
But by far my favorite feature and something that I've never seen on any social network before is the true integration with the Android platform, in that when I take a photo or shoot a video with my phone, it is immediately and invisibly uploaded, Dropbox style, invisibly in the background, to Google Plus. And from there, I have the ability to share pictures and videos without, I can either leave them there and they're stored, indefinitely and with no limit, or I can choose to share my, say I took a video of my dog running around on the beach this weekend, and I could share that with my friends or family. With one click. It's far, far easier than, with the Facebook model or any other social network, uploading it to a service like TwitPic or something, and then finding the link and then putting the link, you know, it's a multiple step process. Google Plus has made it just one step instant, and it's very, very nice.
What about differences between, well, let's go back to some more differences that you see with those as well between Facebook and that.
The other thing is that you can edit your posts and on the fly change the circles that have access to your posts. So it kind of flows more. It feels more real time, like almost like a living document. So you have your wall, you know, which Google calls your stream, and you can look at your timeline and you see something that you posted and you want to change it or change the people who can see it. You can just instantly drag everything around and make changes to it. And that's the other thing, is that the interface is far, far cleaner than Facebook. It makes much more sense. There's, you know, four main interface panels.
Simple and easy.
It's very simple, Google style. I mean, and that's one of the things where Facebook, you know, I work with Facebook every day, and I guess what you'd consider an expert at it because I spend so much time on it, and I still find myself going to Facebook help after all these years. How do I, you know, do this? How do I do that? I don't think I'm going to have that issue with Google Plus.
Now, what about early adopters and, I guess, adoption over a longer period of time? People are dubbing this the Facebook killer, and I tend to have some belief in that because of the fact that Facebook's integration with Bing, and now you actually having Facebook once you're logged in, people that have also liked or commented on other businesses or services or websites and whatnot that are showing up in Bing integrated results in search itself. So you're seeing that once I'm logged in and I do a Bing search for something, I can see that Brian, being a friend of mine on Facebook, has possibly went over to this restaurant and liked it just recently and wrote a review. And so there's some social interaction that's enforcing the algorithm in the search results. So they don't have that integration with Google, because that's the partnership between Bing and Facebook. So I look at how this is going to now influence search results, because it was confirmed 2 months ago down at South by Southwest between Danny Sullivan and Matt Cutts that social signals are influencing rankings in search engines. So your streams in Facebook, your Twitter streams, mentions that are happening in social circles, hashtags, those are types of things that are influencing whether websites rank or not in search results. Not the be-all to end-all, but this is the evolution of backlinks and how things are going. So now with Google and with Google Plus and those social circles, I see that being more something as an adoption that's going to progress over the next 6 to 12 months on leaps and bounds.
Absolutely. And the key to that is the plus one integration. So you may have noticed that a lot of websites have been rolling out the little plus one button with the Google colors on it.
Yeah, you're going to see those by some of the social buttons. You have your Facebook light, your tweet button, and maybe like the amount of comments that have been posted. And then you'll see that little nice, good-looking sky blue type of a button with a plus one next to it. And clicking that, you can start to see those go up. So that's very similar to like Reddit or Dig, and as far as the amounts of people that have voted for it or liked it. And that's going to be something where once you're logged into your Google account, which is going to be completely public, and you're going to be inside of Google Plus, and you have all of your channels going on and everything else, you're going to be able to share those plus ones back and forth, and which is also going to open up a black market. So that's probably a whole nother podcast on my whole theory about that as far as the evolution of links, because there's another small topic that I do want to get into in a second in regards to some notifications that came out on Google Webmaster Tools just recently. But what's your favorite feature of Google Plus right now, Brian?
Definitely the besides the interface, definitely the integration of video and pictures.
It's seamlessly. So it's like the iCloud?
Yes. As soon as you snap a picture or shoot a video, it's immediately uploaded, and it's
now. Is that using your cell service to push that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice data package you must have.
Well, yeah. Which, if you use Verizon or AT&T, they're capping their data soon, so that's going to be an issue.
Unless you're grandfathered in.
For Verizon, AT&T doesn't matter.
AT&T is not going to do anything with the grandfather.
No.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I've made it leaps and bounds for years. Mm-hmm. On all of my grandfather data plans.
AT&T is draconian.
Ooh. Well, we should be on the lookout for that. And then I would also be on the lookout for a complete free wireless mobile network that will somehow be sponsored by or owned by Google in the very near future.
Wouldn't surprise me. They're rolling out. They've rolled out a high-speed network in Kansas City, and you know, that's a prototype.
Yep, I think that's going to happen. What features do we want to see in Google Plus?
Well, the biggest feature that I think is important to companies like us and our clients would be Google Plus pages for businesses.
Okay,
do
so
not exist yet.
So obviously you're going to be able to probably add in businesses once they sign up to Google Plus, when that becomes available to them, and they'll be able to append that to like their Google Places listing.
Yeah.
For their business, where you can write a review there, you can probably give them a plus one and vote them up or down, leave them, like I said, a review, add them to a particular type of a circle, because then that would be an advertising platform. So if I was a local merchant or a business, let's say that, like we are in downtown Royal Oak, there's a lot of foot traffic, beautiful days, people come out here and hang out or whatever else. But if I was like a eatery, a restaurant, I could then go ahead and have my Google Plus account. I could create my different circles, and then I could start to try to get more and more friends into particular circles, and I could create a coupon circle, essentially.
Yeah.
And then I could start pushing out coupons at different times, and the only ways you would be able to hear about those special Google Places-only coupons would be a part of my circle.
Exactly.
So that's one way that this could be advantageous and a very free. Again, this is just going to be all from the hip and going to be a lot of elbow grease type of marketing for a business merchant to partake in. But what would be some other strategies or some other uses that they could see with Google Places right away? Well, or Google Plus, sorry, right away.
I think that if they can encourage their existing customers to add them to specific circles, like, you know, say I had my personal circles, but then also have a circle for like Royal Oak businesses. And
what about those circles under your eyes?
That's because I don't sleep enough and I don't drink enough water. I mean, just imagine that, though. I mean, the power of local.
Now,
I mean,
would you create a special circle called crop circles? You could do that as well.
That's true. That's true.
That would be for farmers, strictly agriculture.
How many more circle puns can we get in today?
Okay. Circle of trust. You don't want to get all your customers into your circle.
See, now
of trust.
I'm like, all I'm thinking about is how can I one up you on the puns? I've got nothing. Circle. I'm not going to say it. But I mean, imagine the power of having like a Royal Oak circle. And when you have a friend who says, oh, I'm going to Royal Oak tonight, or somebody, and I've actually done this, so this is a real world example. I'm visiting the Detroit area on this date. What's cool? Imagine having like a Detroit restaurant circle or a Royal Oak bar circle. Then you just share that circle and say, look, here, check out my, it's almost like a curated list of content.
So again, it's a group, it's a moderated, and somebody's going to own that group. Mm-hmm. So there could actually be some liquidity that you could actually have as an asset right now, being an early adapter to that.
Hopefully.
So if you're a very, very ambitious, advantageous, promiscuous, is promiscuous included in that? You would want to get your Google Plus invite, and you would want to start to create your circles and try to go and own some of these larger circles and promote the hell out of them so that you could then go ahead and sell coupons in those channels.
That'd be coming full circle.
Well, other features that we want to see within this.
Besides businesses, I think there are...
What about iPhone integration?
Yeah, well, I'm not an iPhone user, but I know that already I've seen people complaining that there is no native iPhone app yet.
Ooch.
And Google says there will be one within the next 2 months.
2 months. Boy, that's a long time. So,
One of the benefits, though, of Android, Google owning the Android platform is that the integration with Google Plus is, yeah, it's just all there. I mean, everything's there.
Boom, done and over with. And Android phones are available on all the carriers.
Yes.
So could this be an iPhone killer? Dun, 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 dun.
It's hard to say. I don't know if it'll be an iPhone killer, but I think that it will definitely be an Android seller. If people, you know, that's definitely a selling point, like true, complete, thorough Google Plus integration.
All right. On our website, we're going to be posting two different questions we want you to vote on. Is Google Plus going to be the new hottest social network by the end of 2011? And then also, is Android going to be the new iPhone killer because of this network? So go to our website, tmprod.com. There's special blog posts. blog post that Brian's going to be able to point you at that's associated around with this podcast, and we want to see what you have to say. And as always, we want your questions and comments in regards to this. So coming full circle now on our conversation about Google Plus and Plus One, I think next week we can talk a little bit more about the Plus One attribute and its integration into search and why that's going to be important and something now to adopt for businesses and merchants. One of the key things that are one of the first things that's always said to us, I've had two calls today, in fact, of how do I get ranked? I want to get ranked quicker. And that's just, is there a God? What's the meaning of life? If a tree falls in the middle of the woods, do you hear? These are the questions that are asked over and over and over again. So, yes, higher rankings will increase traffic to your site. However, if you do not have your goals clearly identified and benchmarked along the way, you will not see any type of really measurable return because volume and quantity doesn't essentially equal quality.
What you have to keep in mind is that Google is constantly preaching over and over and over again that they want to be the most effective way to find information, you know, organize the world's information. And they have indicated over and over again, especially at South by Southwest, that people and curated content are very, very important factors. And you can't game that. I mean, that's kind of what the Plus One is for. You know, these social circles, when you Plus One a piece of content, and Google will be able to access that information and say, this content is valid, this person likes it, and if you're a friend with this person and they have voted, essentially, that this content is valid, that's going to be more important than a keyword.
Well, with Google Plus, these are already going to be integrated within it right away too. So, you know, going back to what we were talking about before, Google gave away Angry Birds for free on Chrome starting on May 12th, and then over a million people downloaded in the first 10 days. All right, so Google has a very, very good, like Apple, stronghold on the public and on their users, a very, very loyal fan base, so to speak. But we're not too loyal that we won't sway based on usability and inconvenience. So let's look at some deep analysis here. Apple has a mobile operating system, but they have no social network.
Google has a mobile operating system, and now they do have a social network.
Facebook has a social network, but they have no mobile operating system. So, yeah, so Microsoft has a mobile operating system, but no social network.
They have a very poor mobile operating system.
Right, but Skype is the dormant one, okay? So Google has a social network, and now they have an operating system. So who's going to have the best mobile social user experience, which everything's going mobile?
Honestly, I think it's Android. I think Android users are going to have the best mobile experience because of the integration with, you know, the seamless integration with all the Google tools. I mean, how many iPhone users use Gmail? You know, I can't think of any that don't.
Right, right. Another component to look about, too, is about the early adopters of the event guard that have left Facebook already. It has a trend, and as we've seen in this business, I've been blown away over the past 6-7 years how quickly technology and tangents have changed because of usability, because of profitability, because of ease of use, and that has factors that are external to the internet themselves, which are going to be mobile, which is going to be another big one as right now. So search is going to be a big deal. Usability of search, quick, easy access, and then connection with your friends and family. And so a lot of people adopted Facebook very, very quickly, and now we're seeing a convergence that's going to happen over to Google+, in my opinion. I think I'm predicting. So the event guard has left that Facebook in a large way. 15-20% of people I'm quoting something from Jason Calcanis, and it says basically he gave an opening keynote at Future of Web Apps conference in Vegas, and he said basically he asked how many folks use Facebook for photo sharing. About 15-20% of the audience raised their hands. I asked again how many folks have used a new service like Instagram, Path, or Twitter to share their photos, and 70% audience raised their hands.
Right.
So ease of use, mobility. How many people are using Facebook more now than last year? Almost no one raised their hands. So I think we're going to see that convergent move over to that. So I guess a summary of this podcast for us, Brian and I, Dwight and Brian, in the circle of trademark friends.
At this circular table we're sitting at.
The moral of the story is that Google Plus is going to be something to look at. You are going to want to scramble around up there and get an invite. If not, contact us. I'm sure we can get you one as well. And you're going to want to be an early adopter to it, because I think the people that are going to be first to market and trying the hell out of it, like Robert Scoble or Guy Kawasaki, some of those people that are going to, Danny Sullivan.
Brian Ambrosi,
that are jumping on those very, very quickly, there are definitely going to be some pillars in the public eye once this becomes more and more. Because by the end of the year, CNN, Fox News, they're always the first to break and be hacked.
My buddies.
They're going to be utilizing this as well for news coverage. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you to go to tmprod.com and to comment and send us your comments and suggestions and answer our 2-question polls. And if not, give Brian a holler, myself, and we will talk to you guys next week. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.